Tyrion was disgusted. "Bind him and take him away," he commanded. "Throw him down in one of the black cells." They dragged him out of the splintered door.
"Lannister," he moaned. "All I've done has been for Lannister."
When he was gone, Tyrion made a leisurely search of the quarters and collected a few more small jars from his shelves. The ravens muttered above his head as he worked, a strangely peaceful noise. He would need to find someone to tend the birds until the Citadel sent a man to replace Pycelle.
"He was the one I hoped to trust."
Varys and Littlefinger were no more loyal, he suspected, only more subtle, and thus more dangerous. Perhaps his father's way would have been best. Summon Ilion Payne, mount three heads above the gates, and have done.
"And wouldn't that be a pretty sight?" he thought.